Did you go to your high school prom?
I did, actually. Kicking and screaming, I went, but that's the whole story. We can get into it later, but yeah, I went. It was the moment.
What? Girl. Okay, all right, I got to hear all about story. This.
Yeah, it's a story.
So.
Well, we're going to go.
Stay tuned.
We got proms coming.
Proms. Proms, proms, proms.
Girl.
Forever. Dog.
Mandela.
That's me.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch, just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Who's on top?
And who gets the chop?
Well, let's chop it up, girl.
Yeah, let's chop it up. But tell me first, what was your high school prom like?
Oh, Mrs. Thingbox. Okay, first of all, I was not going. I had said
no.
Yeah, I was not going. I had said I was not going. I didn't buy tickets. I didn't ask for a date. None of it. Well, my brother and sister-in-law and my mom, they were not having any of it. This is your once-in-a-lifetime, memories this and memories that. And I was like, fuck these memories, man. I'm not going to this shit. These people don't like me like that. You know what I mean? You know who your tribe is, you know? And I was a band geek. I was with the art students and the theater girls and stuff. So,
yeah.
They didn't trying to be out.
Yeah, that was like
they didn't. They knew me was the fag that was on the flag team. That's what they thought, you know. So I never thought about going. Well, they weren't hearing nothing of it. They wouldn't let it go, and I was like, fine. But I don't have a date, so I'm not going without a date. Oh. And they're like, okay. So I made the mistake of telling them a long time ago that when me and my ex girlfriend had broke up because I moved away, or whatever. We have
this is your girl, ex, this is your ex-girlfriend in high school
from high school that if we didn't have dates for prom that we would go to each other's prom.
Oh my god, that's like a rom-com like setup.
Yes,
right there,
really. But you say this shit thinking that is never gonna happen, you know. Well, they remembered and they were like, well, what about Suzette? I was like, what do you mean? They were like, well, didn't you promise each other you would go? Did you call her?
How is this common knowledge amongst your family? You let
because
it slip?
They all up in it. They all up in it. All up in it. Trust and believe. All up in it. And so then I wound up calling her. And she, I was like, do you remember when we had said... blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah. I was like, well, my family's making me go to my prom and I need a date.
Now, did she go to your school?
No, or... she lived 2 hours away.
Oh, so she had to travel. Oh,
yeah,
bitch.
We went to go get her in the valley and then drive all the way back to Riverside, Moreno Valley. Yeah. Yeah, but
in a stretch limo, was it white?
Yes, it was. And my white bitch, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So like, I thought that like I told my brother I was going to borrow his car and I was just going to drive me and my date to and from the prom in his car. And so he was going to go get the car all washed up or whatever. And then it's time to get ready and like we're almost ready to go. And I'm like, well, where's Curtis? And, like. Hello.
Where's the car?
Where's the car? It's time to go. And he's like, he's on his way. And bitch, uh-oh. I'm standing outside, and then around the corner comes the stretch limousine, and my brother is the chauffeur.
Oh, how did he manage that?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. My brother had connections, and he had a limousine, and he was my chauffeur.
Oh, girl.
So
I love that
drove,
idea.
He drove us all the way to the Valley to go get her. Mind you, I had to buy her dress and shoes and accessories. I did.
Okay.
I did.
So like, she was like your little doll?
She
put
was.
Her up in drag?
And then, bitch, when I walked in with her on my arm, because she looked beautiful and I looked so handsome, they gagged. The mouths dropped open. They were like, what? Because she didn't go to our school. So, they're like, who is this dish with Tim? Where does she come from? Yeah.
Like, how did that homo from the flag team?
Right.
Like, come up with this hot chick that we've never seen before. We've
never seen before. It was very
nice. Kiss me under the beat. Me. Okay, yeah. Okay. So, it was full on rom-com moment.
It was. And my brother tried to get me laid that night.
Girl! How'd that turn out? How did that turn out?
It was, the hotels were full and expensive. So... they were like, you either have to do the whole night, then not written by the hour.
No! On your prom night? Oh, yes. My God. They were, like, serious about making this rom-com, yes, made for TV for prom moment.
Yeah.
Real for you. They got the limo. They got the hot
the
date.
Full thing.
They
full. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was well. Not. Yeah, I went. I surely did. I gotta dig up this prom picture.
You gotta dig up those pictures, girl.
I gotta find it.
Because you remember, do you remember from All Stars 1 when we did the prom photo together?
Yes. That was, it took me back.
Was it me that you took to prom? I can't remember, girl. I can't remember because I do recall when we took that prom photo at All Stars 1 that you were putting me in drag at that time, weren't you?
I was.
Well,
oh
maybe.
God,
I don't remember any of that. So you coming out of it, did you enjoy the experience of having your high school prom? Like every 80s movie.
Like, we really had a lovely time. And it was just good to, like, reconnect with her. And you know, she knew I was gay. I didn't, but she did. Mm. You know what I mean? But it was we had a really sweet night, you know, and I you know, no regrets, but it was just good for the gag, even, you know,
good for the gag, show up to make a scene. That's what every true homo wants at their senior prom, to, like, walk in, everyone be like, ooh, he cleaned up nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I gave him very that.
Well, okay, so we rambled on about Latrice's prom. No, it's great. I love it.
I told you it was a story, girl. I told you it was a story.
And that's what they wanted on the runway, this right. episode. So it makes sense. It was all for a reason. And besides, like, to be honest, like, that was great to, like, go back in time and see that 80s prom movie reenacted for your experience and the memories that live on forever.
It's
and now
true.
Recorded here on the Chop.
Oh my God.
Well, we have to start with this episode. Let's just start with the episode.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Everyone's sad that Miss Thing left last week. But we have video messages from their families.
Oh, right.
Right.
Which, of course, was that's the tear-jerking moment. You know, that's what we've been waiting for. But they were not just a video message. They were talking to them live. It was a
Yes,
Zoom.
Because we have Zoom technology. Just
Zoom
like how we
technology.
Record this podcast, girl.
I mean, that's next level now. Like,
yes.
Before, when you had to be pre-recorded, now it's like, bitch, this is what time is going to be.
Right, get up on the Zoom call. you might want to clean up the background. Like, mom, move the bong out of the camera range. Like, exactly. Dad walks in, like, naked in a robe, and he's like, oh, hey, hon, what's going on out here? Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. The that's cute. I like this part. It was nice to like get to know everyone's like boyfriends, their mothers, get to see them cry and boo-hoo.
Yeah, really sweet. Mm-hmm. Really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a break and then get into the main challenge. How about that?
Yeah.
You got the chop.
Sometimes, just a little bit.
Hey. We are back with the chop, 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 and the chop, 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 chop. Girl, we have a makeover challenge, but this one's a little different.
It is way different and really special.
Right?
Yeah. My favorite makeover challenge ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It touched me in a way, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like generational, I feel like.
Completely generational.
And it kind of showed like our progression of acceptance at earlier ages of development. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Okay, so the main challenge is to do a makeover challenge. The queens, the contestants, the top five are... The proud drag mothers who are now going to be dressing up these teenagers who might have not gotten to go to their prom or didn't have the right experience that they would have preferred.
Correct.
To come here. These are our queer, the generation of queer, trans, non-binary, two-spirits. I mean, what? Did we cover it all? I don't know. We covered it all.
All right. So... they get paired up, and because Kendall won the main challenge from the week before, she gets to assign the couples.
The moms and the daughters, or the moms and the daughters.
And you know what? The thing of it is, she did, like, a fair job. She was very Canadian about it and was congenial and matched everybody up to... who she felt would be a perfect match because she wanted everyone to have a good time and be strong. So it worked out. I think this was a really good pairing for everyone, and everyone seemed very connected to their daughters.
Yes.
I loved it. I loved hearing their stories. I loved, like, and they're so well spoken and so woke to be so young. So it was like, you are educating me right now. And that's what I love. You know what I mean? I got more out of this episode than I have gotten in a while. Like, I really, really was like, yes, children, speak, teach us, honey.
These kids are great. They're very smart. They know their identities. They're brave enough to go onto global television.
Right, global television.
And have this experience, which I think is actually probably better than prom. No tea.
Yeah. No, absolutely. This is like a fairy tale. Cinderella.
Yeah,
story.
Right?
Like, you get made over by your fairy godmother. Like, it doesn't get any better than this.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And like, on this platform, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So,
let's... Oh! Okay, before they do anything, Brooklyn Heights, she's got to get in there. She's got to get in some of the action as well.
Oh, bitch. Runway class.
Yes.
Girl, Miss Brooklyn, honey.
I live for this. This is great. I love seeing her teaching her craft to the children. But did you notice she's like, I'm not teaching my contestants. I'm going to teach these kids. Y'all, you sit over there. I'm not teaching you guys how to walk. You already know how to walk. Right?
But stop cutting these corners.
That's so funny. Well, some of the kids didn't need any lessons because they were naturals. Naomi Campbell on the runway, honey.
Speaking of, Miss Isis's girl, Ruby Couture, girl, she
She had an unfair advantage, I think. Because she was
maybe
she was like
already full, a woman. She walked in heels.
She was in heels when she walked in. Like, why Kendall didn't pick her is like beyond me. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. She's like, look at her. She's a everything. Model. She's like she's everything. Mm-hmm.
Baby, that skin look. I just did an amazing job on her makeup and hair. I love, 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 love.
Okay, yeah. She turned it with the looks. Should we go about the runway? Should we talk about it?
Sure. Let's talk about it. It's the cool mom prom queen.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Now, they're supposed to, like, come in as, like, mom sending her kid off to their prom.
Correct.
And they're supposed to present a story on the runway. You know, act it out a little bit.
Correct. Yes.
You know?
And unfortunately, Isis kind of missed that part of the assignment. And so it, although she looks, oh my God, she looks stunning. She looks gorgeous. And so does her daughter. However, they're disconnected and there was no story.
So. Yeah. Here's my connection was like fire and ice because one was like bright fire red. And then
I'm just telling you that didn't work for me on All Stars and that didn't work for them here.
Did you tell a story? No, we need to tell a story. No, that's sorry, what we need to girl. Next time. You know what? Maybe she wasn't fire. Maybe it was like ice and like strawberry daiquiri.
Now you make me want a strawberry daiquiri.
Right? Looking at this picture of them.
Yummy.
Okay. Well, they looked amazing.
Anyway, they looked amazing. It didn't matter to me.
Yeah, and Isis and Ruby had such an amazing connection in the workroom while she was doing her makeup. Yes. First, little baby Ruby is like crying, you know? And she's like, I wasn't going to cry. So sweet.
Right.
And then Isis is like, don't worry, I haven't done your eye makeup yet. Cry it out, honey. Get it out.
Cry it out, baby. Let it go. Yeah.
And then we even learned a little bit about Isis. She confessed a little bit of story that I wasn't aware of.
You know, I didn't know she, you know, everyone has a past but you never know how dark and how deep someone's past is until they, you know, divulge it and you hear it come out their mouth. I am so like grateful that she is still here with us so we can experience what we're witnessing, you know,
Isis says that like she wouldn't change a thing because it made her the person she is now.
Of course.
But she does admit that it was very difficult. So I totally get that. But so it's a great little story because it, you know, everyone has a problem and you never know, like you said, because they might have their shit together at this point. Their lives might be great, but you never know where they came from.
You never know where they came from.
Mm-hmm. But we got all that story in the workroom and we should have gotten some of that on the stage.
That part, but that's okay. It's all okay. Right.
She's those two look good. It doesn't even freaking matter.
It don't matter.
Girl, if you're going to lip sync, you might as well be lip syncing in a fully beaded Cher costume, bitch, right?
Looking like that. That is beautiful.
Okay.
I'm next. Kendall and Stormy Gender. This was well played. Well, now I have to say, Stormy's makeup was beautiful. I think Kendall did an incredible job on her face.
So
good. Yeah.
But what about the dress, though?
Girl, well, that's a whole different story now.
Did we even mention that they have to make these kids' costumes or their prom dresses?
From scratch.
And one of the parts of the challenge is that they have to make the prom dress from the fabric wall, which looked like the only holographic sequin stretch fabric. Holographic glitter dot stretch fabric.
Glitter dot.
But at least it's stretch, right?
It's stretch.
And it's real fabric.
And they have enough. They look like they had enough to do something with it. So...
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the face was lovely. I mean, I'm not crazy about the styling, but they acted out their story so well. It was truly, you saw it like clear as day. She's right here spraying her with the hairspray and putting down her jacket so she can walk. I like everything, just so extra. But it was so funny.
So I was wondering, like, the whole jacket that she brought out to throw down onto the floor for her daughter to walk on was such a great idea, because I'm like, why didn't she have the daughter wear it and take it off? But then I realized, they had to make the costumes and that coat, the matching coat to her, you know, Barney Rubble, you know, power suit was not allowed to touch the girl.
Right.
Yeah. So I was like, why isn't she wearing it? Because like Kendall posted in her Instagram a picture. You know how the girls do. They have to have a picture.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the look, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a cute little look. It really was. And they definitely did. they definitely did a little like.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was funny. It was definitely funny.
Then up next we have Adriana and Belladonna.
Okay.
Now,
so Adriana is wearing... Oh, was that... Did
latex.
I go...
Latex. Yeah.
Yeah. So Adriana is wearing, like, housewife latex, Donna Reed, 50s housewife. And... with a surprise, what was on her butt? It was
like
cut
a teddy bear.
Oh, it was like a teddy bear. It was like a S&M teddy bear, I think.
Yeah.
It was on her butt.
Bond to her ass crack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her daughter is giving me very like old Hollywood glam Joan Crawford at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah, you know. She looks sickening.
She
looks stunning. The dress it was a dress, you know, not much design to it. It was like a dress with sleeves.
No, it was a very good silhouette. Yeah, what we call a cookie cutter.
Here's the pattern for the dress if you ever need to make something.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
works
exactly.
in stretch. You can do
it
in any fabric.
Every color.
Yeah.
Any color. And
It gets a high neck, so you don't even have to shave your chest that day, you know?
That part.
That part. Yes. You just pair it with a big rhinestone choker, and you're good to go, baby. And that's what it was. She looked gorgeous. Her hair was beautiful. Yeah. The dress was cute. But her... they didn't even mention...
Oh, girl. They couldn't.
They couldn't even mention the look.
There was no need. Everybody saw it. We don't need to bring no more attention to that. Whoa.
And yeah, we won't.
Then,
Moving on
to Pythia and Apollo. Now, this is another story that really touched me because these two connected in a way that was so unexpected. But when it's right, it's right. And it's a match made in heaven. Pythia had made both of these outfits from scratch for her and her daughter so that they were so cohesive. And she knocked it out the park.
Well, she's been like kicking herself for not getting the design challenge.
Correct.
So, and letting Isis Couture get it. So she was like, I'm going to make this happen, because she knew in the workroom that Isis Couture was making her daughter a red dress because Ruby said she wanted to wear a red dress to prom. So she's like, well, my dress is not red, but if you want it, baby, you'll get it. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Pythia, she was like, oh, they're not going to match. Oh, I'm going to make something to match. I'm winning this design challenge.
She meant that. She meant it. And she did it. But they bonded. They both bonded over how they identify as non-binary, and they really connected on so many levels. And it was really touching and really sweet to see the generations. You know, like even the girls were like, you know, I wish I had you, like people like you when I was growing up, you know, as role models. But, you know.
Yeah, not even the drag queens competing on the show. This, right. this young teenager who already knows so much about themselves and is brave enough to go onto TV to get made over into who knows what. You know what I mean?
Right.
To who knows what. He didn't know if he was going to, she didn't know if she was going to, they didn't know if they were going to be put with, you know, any, you know, whoever. So it's so great to see them bond. And I love the concept of the looks.
Me too.
And
amazing.
They didn't even mention on the judges panel that she made both of them.
Right.
But
we all knew.
Mm-hmm.
At the park. Job well done. Up next is Gia and Electric Metric. I think like everyone did such a great job. Like, this was such a great one way. It was so moving and so fun. And this little Miss Electric Metric, honey, she was ready for this. This was her moment.
Right.
I mean, she has been saving all her love for you, honey. Like, this is it.
It was such a cute, like, concept. Like, that 1960s going to the, you know, the sock hop dance. You know what I mean?
Sock hop. Uh-huh.
It reminded me of Hairspray because,
her mom, the hair hopper.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Gia Metric is kind of in this Peg Bundy, like, leopard print outfit. And then she's sending her
body,
daughter off.
Though, like, we're seeing her body for the first time with tits and ass and hips. Honey, Gia
and
never
two
wears
two legs on the pants. Two legs. No, but like, and then she sucked. Well, I mean, I think that the one-legged thing actually worked. She made it, because she constructed it well. It's just that it didn't meet the criteria of the other design challenge. But this one, she turned it.
This is it.
Like, when I saw the hoop skirt, I was like, oh, this is making me nervous. But she, like, she covered it. And she covered the inside, too, so you wouldn't see, like, the hoop skirt.
Yeah.
So good. And then she put a little purple fabric on her outfit to kind of have them. Oh, my God. So good. So good.
Smart. Well, we have a winner. And our winner is Pathia. Yes. Come on, girl. She is winning a $2,500 beauty gift card. And then $5,000 will be donated to It Gets Better Canada, courtesy of Shoppers Drug Mart. So congratulations, Pathia. And to all the girls, really, it was a great episode, great runways, great challenges. I wish that no one had to go home. But, you know, this is getting down to the finale. So we got to keep it moving. But I think all in all, it was maybe one of my favorite episodes of the season.
Yeah, it was good.
For sure.
It was really good.
For sure. Yeah.
But we do have a bottom two, unfortunately.
We do have a bottom two. Unfortunately, Adriana and Isis Couture are in our bottom two. Isis, for obvious reasons, she just missed half of the assignment. And then Adriana, they were really disconnected in these the costumes. The looks were not cohesive at all. And
the story that was really kind of told also kind of didn't make enough sense either.
Did not make any sense. So
two completely amazing looks that didn't belong together and had no story to connect them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it makes sense. That makes sense. They lip sync though to Everybody Say Love by Mitsu?
I don't know. She's from Quebec. That's what I found out. She's from Quebec.
Okay.
And she sings this RuPaul song. And the girls do a great job lip syncing. There's a lot of moving around.
It was a great lip sync. I had a good time.
Yeah.
They brought the heat, baby.
Yes, and Isis Couture with that beat of, girl. The thing. If you go to lip sync, you better be like, I'm going to be in the bottom wearing a beaded fringe, sequined sheer showgirl costume. Yeah,
she it was sickening. Turnt. Yes, ma'am. So that was worth the price of admission right there. So congratulations to Isis on winning that lip sync. And I'm sad to see Adriana go. But you both did amazing. So
yeah.
Yeah. That's what's amazing. You gave us a show.
It was a show. Well, a queen is gone. So when we come back from this break, Latrice, it's time to see where we stand with our official The Chopped Drag Race Fantasy League Last Queen Standing. We'll be right back. Okay, well, Latrice, it's time to see where we stand with our official The Chop Drag Race Fantasy League, the last queen from Canada's Drag Race, streaming on WOW Presents Plus in all areas except for Canada, where it is streaming on Crave.
Crave, honey.
Standing. Okay.
Manila and I each chose six queens, and whoever has the winning queen in their Drag Race dress will win the last queen standing.
See, I chose Isis Couture, Kendall Gender, Beth, Kamora Amor, Suki Doll, and Oceana. Oceana Aqua Black.
And I chose Eve 6000, Geometrics, and Thea Kiss, Bethea, Stephanie Prince, and Adriana.
Well, Latrice, since Adriana went home, we have a tie.
Oh, a tie. What do you mean, a tie? A tie.
We both have two queens left each.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we're in the top four. Okay, so now it's anyone's game. Oh,
bitch, just that. It's anyone's game again. You know, we keep it very interesting, these last two couple. That one when you had a rough run with all your queens.
Shoot, girl, it was like in order of how I picked it. Girl, it was like I knew that you wanted... it's like I knew that you wanted to get that lobster. Like, you were going to have a special birthday dinner with that lobster.
Oh, it's
absolutely No, crabs. Accurate. I'm sorry. Last crab is a difference.
It's crabs, yeah. Mm. But it's absolutely accurate. Well, I'm here for the tie. Well, look, girl, it's time to open up our inbox since we haven't been doing that in a while. And so it's bursting at the seams, as you can see. It's like... super full.
Yeah, she's real tight.
Let's dive in. Okay. Pop and loose.
What is this? Okay, here's the email. Okay. Dear Latrice and Manila, first I have to say, love your podcast. It cheers me up and breaks my week. Breaks my week. Oh. Oh, because it, you know, we come out twice every week. Okay.
Yeah.
But I guess everyone says that. They actually don't. Well, maybe they do. We haven't read the emails yet. I was wondering if you have started on Drag Race Italia, or are there too many spinoffs? My favorite spinoff is Down Under or the UK. Much love from the Netherlands, Bianca. Well, Bianca, you know there's a Drag Race Holland that you could watch too. She doesn't. I don't see her. She likes one from Down Under in the UK.
Yeah, they are fun girls. Well, we have decided to kind of take a breather.
Come on. It's the holidays.
So we need a break. And so we're going to sit this one out, I think.
Yeah, and, until we're like, you know what? We need to watch that.
Maybe. So... but maybe, I mean, if y'all are craving,
I follow some of the girls on Instagram and they are throwing some cute little looks. So, you know, we'll have But
never
everybody,
say never.
Never say never, know, Bianca. You might have that. It might be coming to you soon. Or not.
So.
Okay.
Or not. But eventually.
Yeah. Down the line. It's in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, read another email.
We have a next one. We said, ladies, distinguished guests, and listeners of the Chop, 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 Chop. And they wrote that out like that. I'm writing to let you know, Latrice's tasty smooth nuts have once again been in my mouth.
Oh.
Oh. Now, I hope my husband's not listening. Yes, contestant number one, Ruby Royale. In all seriousness, I'm in Sam's Club and look over and see those beautiful packages. Thank you for all y'all do. I'm such a devoted listener, Alan. Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Alan.
Wait, y'all wait. Heard that. Y'all can go to Sam's Club and get your Ruby Royale nuts?
That's what he said. That's
girl. He said. And it's at Sam's Club.
Yeah, I'm hearing people are getting it for like Christmas gifts and stuff. So that's nice. That's real good. It's a good gift. It's a good gift.
It's just a good gift. It's also like kind of evil because it's like basically forcing someone to eat all those nuts in one sitting. It's literally like, please get the small can. Get like multiples of the small cans because they're like basically single servings. But don't get the big can. They're basically single serving, girl.
Not basically.
You have to set a timer. You have to set a timer on your phone.
You're supposed to get a handful. That's your serving size.
Alan, be careful. Be careful.
Now, remember, we love your emails, so make sure you send us email to latricevanilla@gmail.com because we may need your help. So if you have any insider tea on all things Canada's Drag Race that we don't know about, send us an email and we might read it on the air. All right. So with that being said, we're going to take one listen. We're going to take another break and we'll be right back with our tops and our chops of the week.
Chop, 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 chop.
That's the thing.
Each week, we are going to highlight our tops and chops of the week. Our favorite and least favorite moments from the 8th episode of Canada's Drag Race Season 2. It's the 8th episode already, girl.
Yeah, they're down baby, to the final four. It's the final four.
Okay. What is your top moment from...
the episode was so good. Like, just hearing these kids' stories and seeing how brave they are. And how educated and well spoken, like that's my top. Like they are so the future, and I'm so happy that they got a chance to shine and shed some light. It was really, really, really beautiful. So that's my top. These kids are everything.
They are. My top. Is not as serious as yours, actually.
Okay, sorry about it.
Yeah, sorry. My top was when Brooklyn did her runway walks, loved. And she like does that little like moment on the wall and she kicks her leg up and her shoe flings right off. And it's just hanging off her ankle from her strap.
That's a good one.
It was so funny to me.
So good.
It was so like perfectly planned because it's like this entire time she's like this strict, intimidating ballet instructor, you know, with a staff, like beating these children with a yardstick if they didn't get their walk right. You know,
scolding her contestants
for cutting, for sawing across the corners of the runway. And then at the very end, she kicks her shoe off in this like goofy moment. And it was fantastic. I love that. It was so cute.
Yeah.
My chop this week is the the dress that Kendall Jenner saw.
Oh, shit.
Okay. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was so. Oh, okay. And I'm not trying to hate on it, but I was just like, no. When it walked out, when it turned the corner, I was like, no. And then, like, Kendall's look was so conceptualized and beautiful and perfect and everything.
Right.
And I felt bad. Especially after Isis Couture walked down with that runway-worthy Ruby Couture, you know, that dress. Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
She was lucky that she was able to sell it with the because that was my chop.
Oh, that was a good one though. That was good.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Cause she painted that. She painted him. She real painted good.
Her baby. Her mug was beat.
Yeah,
mug was stamped, honey. Yeah, I lived. So well, I'm gonna agree with you and double down on your chop. That is funny, but true. Oh, shit.
Anyway,
well, ladies and gentlemen, that is our chops. And thanks so much for listening to The Chop. We have new shows every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes, of course. And make sure you subscribe to our show and rate and review us on your podcast apps.
And you can send us an email. We might read it on the show next week. Email LatriceMinilla@gmail.com.
And you can follow us at Latrice Royale and at Manila Luzon.
And we'll see you next week to find out
who gets the chomp.
Forever.
To listen to The Chop ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Joseph Shepard.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Big Dipper, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.